Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
All right, so probably every child, no matter how well-behaved they are, will eventually say something kind of cutting to you as a mom or a dad, and it's going to sting, even if we know they don't mean it. Now, I'm John Fuller, along with Danny Huerta, and Amber Leah has some great advice on how to deal with those hurtful remarks from your kids. Here she is with Jim Daly.
Let's go this way. Amber, at one point or another, our child is going to say something that hurts our feelings as moms.
Yes.
You know, I don't love you. You never do it right. Whatever it might be. Mommy, fill in the blank.
Yeah, Amber, this is my favorite of yours, by the way.
And every mom listening gets this. They're going to connect at the heart level. Because moms want not only to love and to nurture, they want to be loved.
Yeah.
And when that little child or that, you know, tween or teen says something cutting... Boom, what do you do?
It just cuts you to the quick. I mean, when you hear, because after all, as parents, you've given them so much. You know, you have poured your life into them. You provide for them. You try to do the right thing. And then in this one moment, they'll tell you that they don't love you anymore.
Right.
You know, that they're mad at you, that you're not a good mom. They wish they had somebody else as their dad or whatever. Those things can really wound a mom or a dad. And I remember very vividly a moment when my son said some of those kinds of things to me. And I immediately went to this place of, oh, how could they say that to me? And then in the next moment, I had a flashback of, Amber, you've said those same things to your mom.
when you were little.
Oh. You know, when you were a teen, when you were a toddler, you said those same kinds of things. And I remembered that I didn't really mean them. I was just so frustrated. And so my parenting script in that moment with my own son was, well, I don't think you mean that. I don't think you mean that. Mm. And I could see his body just relax.
It takes the fight right out of him.
He was relieved because he didn't know how to say what he wanted to say. He was frustrated and angry and upset, but he really did still love and care for me. And I knew that. I needed to remove sort of that personal martyr victim piece from my parenting and that emotion and just remind myself and him, son, I don't think you mean that. I think you really do love and care for me, but I understand that you're frustrated right now. So let's both take a break and come back together maybe in a few minutes when we can be calm and we can talk this out and figure out a plan for moving forward, whatever the conflict is, instead of then getting embroiled in a battle of words and me wounding him back and him wounding me and me licking my wounds. That wasn't going to do either of us any good.
So what if you tell him that? You use that script and he says, actually, I did mean that.
Yeah. Then you know what? That's another opportunity for me to say, well, I simply don't believe you. And you know what? No matter what, and this is very key, no matter what, I still love and care for you. And I want you to know that is exactly how God feels about you too. There's nothing you can do or say that will ever change my love for you or God's love for you.
Yeah, just had the conversation the other night. My son did something stupid and I just said, I'm angry, but I love you anyway. I really do. We'll get through this. We'll figure this out. I think Amber had some great advice there. As much as we might know our kids don't mean it when they say something unkind or hurtful, it still kind of stings, Danny. I mean, we have an emotional reaction. What advice do you have for the parent who maybe hasn't experienced this? Let's say their child is perfect. They're 8 years old. They would never say anything to me.
Pull out your squeeze ball and just squeeze it. Squeeze that and get back under control. It is a natural response to want to just get right in there with your child into that emotional rawness, and not a smart thing to do because then you have to clean up the mess afterwards. And the best thing that a parent can do is stop and just stare at your child for a little bit. Just let yourself stare. It's a little intimidating to a child, but it helps you regain control of you, but regain control of the moment.
Do I have
that
the
angry
eyebrows going on? Am I just like burning a hole through them as I stare at them?
No, that's a great question, John. It's about being in the moment, in caption, just looking deep into their eyes, and then allowing yourself to understand their inner world. This is not personal, and you have to understand that this is a person you love. that has just stung you. They've flicked you, or they've pinched you verbally, and it hurts. And you're allowing yourself to absorb the pain for that moment, and then to step into that, in that place. That's the economy of love. You're going to the depths of love, that steadfast love that is unwavering. And you're helping your child reflect in that moment, hey, you hurt me with those words, and I'm going to step into this with you. Help me understand what's going on. Where are you going with this? Why are you going there? What do we need to do together? Because I still love you, and I'm wanting to resolve this. And I really don't think you meant to hurt me.
Yes, I did.
With what you did.
Yes, I did, Dad.
Yeah.
You deserved it.
And you know in that moment that they weren't trying to do that. This is anger speaking.
Yeah.
And what you wanted,
so they sass back, and?
You don't need to engage that. You can say, hey, you know what? We'll talk in a little while. When you're ready to connect.
I appreciate it. Somebody has to be the adult here, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's on us as the adults to recognize, especially in the preteen and teen years, there's such a hormonal wash going on. They really aren't responsible for a lot of what they say.
No, and that's where the seven traits of effective parenting, we've designed that for that very purpose, that you can't control your child, but you can control you, and you can step into those traits. Well, you've been training yourself to do, and it's for those moments. It's not for the ideal moments. It's for the moments that are raw, that are difficult, where you learn how to respect, how to model that, how to treat your child with respect, how to adapt to moments that were not supposed to happen. I love when my daughter first used that phrase. She said, that wasn't supposed to happen. And I go, man, I have so many of those. That is great. I need to learn how to adapt to those moments. And with our kids, whenever it has to deal with emotions and the humanity and the sin that we bring into relationships, we have to remember we're adapting to that. And maybe in the moment you just pray. You say, God, give me wisdom to what I need to teach my child right now. And that may be stepping away for a moment, coming back, and then having a conversation, saying, hey, can we take a walk? We need to talk this through. That wasn't right, what you just did.
That's really, really good stuff. And I want you to, as a listener, know that the seven traits that Danny just mentioned, we've got a lot of information about those on our website and a free parenting assessment that kind of highlights how you're doing in each of those areas. The assessment doesn't take very long. Go to the website and take that. Find out how you're doing. Get yourself in a good spot so that if your kids haven't yet tested you, when they do, you're ready. You're a little stronger. You're a little more prepared. We're going to link over to the assessment and other resources like the book by Amber and Wendy called Parenting Scripts. Those are at the website. We'll link over to those in the show notes. You're going to find an opportunity there as well to donate to the Ministry of Focus on the Family. If you benefit from these podcasts, help us out. Make a donation. We'll send the book Parenting Scripts to you as our way of saying thank you for joining the support team. Next time, we're going to tackle another biggie with Amber and Wendy, the subject of sin. And for now, on behalf of Danny and the team, I'm John Fuller. Thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.